Mielikuvitus lentämään ja käyttämään kieltä. You use it or you lose it. Muistia tukee omaehtoinen kielen käyttäminen. Kieltä ei myöskään toinen voi toiselle opettaa. Oppiminen on ihan itse tehtävä.
So, let's get at it. Ensimmäinen keskustelu on kiireisen pankkivirkailijan haastattelu. Ei hänen työtään koskeva, vaan sellainen human interest, eli yksityiselämää koskeva juttu.
Tehtävänänne on ensimmäisellä kuuntelukerralla tarkkailla, mitä haastattelija kysyy ja miten. Kuuntelun jälkeen testaamme, miten te suoriudutte haastattelijan osassa.
Ready? Here you go.
Mr. Thornton, I think you promised to answer some personal questions concerning your daily routine.
Yes, of course. But could you make it short? I've got a business meeting starting in about half an hour.
Yes, well, actually, that's given me an idea for my first question. Do you always start your day with a meeting?
No. Wednesdays are our regular meeting days, but sometimes I meet our important customers on Thursdays too.
Well, that's enough about your work. I think we agreed this interview is to be more about your private life. Now, what time do you wake up in the morning on weekdays?
Well, the alarm goes off at 7:30. It gives me plenty of time to shower, have a shave and brush my teeth, for example.
Does your wife get up that early too?
As a matter of fact, she does, yes. She's a freelance graphic designer. She works at home with her computer, fax machine and email.
Oh, that's very convenient for her. So she doesn't have to commute?
No. And she likes to have everything very well organized. She likes to keep to a daily routine. That's why she always gets up at the same time in the morning.
Well, quite understandable in her line of work. Does she make breakfast or do you make it?
Well, actually, we both do. I make the tea and she makes the food. She usually lays the table too while I get the newspaper and the milk from the front door.
Ah, sounds nice. Do you read the newspaper?
Sometimes, but not very often. We usually turn on the radio. It's nice to listen to while having breakfast. You get the latest news, but can enjoy the music too.
So you don't watch TV?
Breakfast TV? The morning soaps? No, we never watch TV in the mornings. Oh, well, perhaps we sometimes switch it on Sundays if there's some program on golf or sailing.
Well, back to your working day. How do you commute between home and the office? Do you drive here? I noticed your car in the car park down there.
Yes, it is mine, but that's an exception today. I was a little bit late. Otherwise, I take the tube. It's so quick and convenient. You know the traffic in London.
Yes. Well, thank you for answering my questions. I see our time is up, and, of course, you're eager to get off to your meeting. It was nice talking to you.
Well, it was interesting for me, too. But I'm sorry, I must be going now. Bye!
Toivottavasti molempien päivä muodostui antoisaksi. Ja nyt tehtävään. Kuulette kysymyksen suomeksi, sanokaa se englanniksi ja toistakaa vielä mallikin.
Aloitatteko aina päivänne kokouksella?
Do you always start your day with a meeting?
Mihin aikaan herätte aamuisin?
What time do you wake up in the morning?
Nouseeko vaimonikin ylös niin varhain?
Does your wife get up that early too?
Valmistaako hän vai valmistatteko te aamuaterianne?
Does she make breakfast or do you make it?
Luetteko lehden?
Do you read the newspaper?
Ette siis katso TV:tä?
So you don't watch TV?
Vaimonnehan ei tarvitse työmatkata.
So your wife doesn't have to commute?
Ajatteko tänne omalla autolla?
Do you drive here?
Hyvinhän se meni. Does she, mutta do you? You don't. She doesn't. Jos subjektina on yksikön kolmas persoona, he, she tai it, on muistettava käyttää apuverbistä does-muotoa. Myönteisissä väitelauseissa verbissä on muistettava pääte s, suhuääntien jälkeen es. Pääte ääntyy soinnittomana tai soinnillisena ja is äänteenä.
Otetaan esimerkkejä. Sanon verbin suomeksi, sanokaa sen perusmuoto ja kolmannen persoonan muoto. Toistakaa myös malli. Juoda.
Drink. Drinks. She drinks tea.
Laulaa.
Sing. Sings. He sings well.
Katsella.
Watch. Watches. She watches TV.
Pestä.
Wash. Washes. He washes the car.
Korjata.
Fix. Fixes. He fixes things.
Kuinka sanoa verbi ääntyikään verrattuna leikkiä tai pelata verbiin?
Say, says. Play, plays.
Tarkistakaa opiskellessanne siis ääntämisohjeetkin. Samoin suuäänteiden moninaiset oikeinkirjoitustavat.
Kerätkää myös käytettyjä ajanilmaisuja ja huomioikaa niiden paikka lauseissa. On weekdays, in the mornings, lauseen lopussa tai alussa. Always, often, sometimes, never, niin sanotut epämääräisen ajan ilmaisut, niillä on oma paikkansa. Ennen pääverbiä. Do you always start? We always turn on the radio.
Seuraavaksi käsittelemme kuka, ketkä kysymyksiä, eli kysymyssanalla alkavia kysymyksiä, joissa ei käytetä do-apuverbia, vaikka vastauksissa sitä vastoin onkin. Kuunnelkaa Mäkin ja Yvonnin keskustelu, niin kysymykset kuin vastauksetkin, ja toistakaa.
Who gets up first in your family?
I do. Who makes breakfast in your family?
My wife does.
Does she? Who reads the newspaper first?
We all do. We divide it into sections, you know.
No niin. Ja oppimateriaalista samoin kuin internetsivulta löytyy lisää ohjeita ja harjoituksia. Mutta seuraavaksi tutkimme kestopresensin ja myös kestoperfektin käyttöä. Kuunnelkaa seuraava keskustelu.
You won't believe me, but I have been doing homework all afternoon. Our new math teacher is impossible, and Ken has been helping me.
Ken? Helping you? What has happened to our dear brother? You must be kidding.
Well, there's a pretty exchange student from England in our class. I'm giving a party for her next week. Guess who wants an invitation?
Ah, that explains it. What is he doing now?
We've just finished my last math problem. That's why I am listening to CDs and relaxing. Ken has been riding his exercise bike almost all the time. Now he is working out in the living room.
Working out? In the living room? Isn't he going to the gym anymore?
Of course he is. But he's afraid that he hasn't been practicing quite as much as required. The party, you know, Veronica. She likes muscular guys, and Ken knows it.
Oh, I miss you both, and Mom and Dad. Are they at home? What are they doing?
Mother's upstairs. She has been writing her speech for the women's club meeting. They are having it at our place tomorrow evening. It is taking a long time for her, She isn't quite familiar with the new PC yet.
So she won't be coming down for a while. What about Dad?
He is in the backyard preparing for the barbecue. It's lovely weather, so we are having dinner out there by the pool.
Don't say a word more about the weather, the pool, the barbecue. I'm feeling homesick enough as it is.
Debbie, you're not crying, are you?
Almost. The weather isn't too bad here either, but I am afraid my host family is planning something for me again.
You mean they are taking you to the sauna?
Yes, and this time it won't be here in the city, but somewhere out in the country.
What is so scary about that? Oh, now I remember. The book about Finland and its pictures. Let me guess. It's the lake.
Yes. These friendly Finns. They're always driving to their cottages, warming their saunas, and making you take off your clothes, and then throwing you into the lake. I think I'll take the first flight back home.
Oh, no, Deb. It can't be that bad.
No, of course not. My host family is really very understanding. I was making a mountain out of a molehill, but now I hear somebody coming up. How long have we been talking? This isn't a collect call.
Quite a while. And Dad's shouting, I've got to run. We will call you soon. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Ja sitten tehtävä. Tehtävä, kuinka sanottiin. Kuulette virkkeen suomeksi, sanokaa se englanniksi ja toistakaa vielä mallivastauskin.
Mitä teet?
What are you doing?
Kuuntelen levyjä ja rentoudun.
I am listening to CDs and relaxing.
Kestopresenssiä käytetään siis parhaillaan tapahtuvasta tekemisestä. Mutta sitä käytetään usein myös ilmaisemaan lähitulevaisuudessa tapahtuvaa tekemistä. Esimerkiksi, pidän kutsut ensi viikolla. I'm giving a party next week.
Huomasitteko aikaisemmin always-sanan käytön? Kestopresens ilmaisi silloin toistuvaa, harmittavaksi tai ärsyttäväksi koettua tekemistä.
You're always playing CDs.
They're always driving to their cottages.
Puhujat käyttivät myös kestoperfektiä.
I have been doing homework all afternoon. Ken has been helping me.
Kerätkää tekstistä kaikki löytämänne kestoaikamuodot. Kiinnittäkää huomiota myös käytettyihin aikaa ilmaiseviin sanontoihin.
Käyttäkää taas apuna internetsivuja. Seuraavassa ohjelmassa puhumme kuitenkin ensimmäisestä ja toisesta konditionaalista, joten opitte jossittelemaan tulevasta ja menneestä englanniksi.
Puhumme myös lisää tulevan ajan ilmaisemisesta. Aikamuodoista siis futuuri. Niin, kaikki me varmaan joskus ajattelemme näin. Jos olisin rikas, niin...
Jos voittaisin lotossa, niin... Eroaakohan englantilainen toiveajattelu omastamme?
Kuunnellaan.
If I won the lottery, I would travel to Timbuktu. By the way, Brenda, what would you do?
If I were younger, I would take up scuba diving. Yvonne, how about you?
Well, if I were older, I would be allowed into a nightclub.
Tuttua jossittelua, eikö vain? Ja sitten opiskelemaan.
Suomen kielessä konditionaali ilmaistaan verbin isi-muodolla sekä sivu- että päälauseessa. Englantia puhuttaessa täytyy muistaa, että if-lauseissa käytetään verbin imperfektimuotoa.
Huolitellussa kielessä käytetään olla-verbistä were-muotoa kaikissa persoonissa.
Ja päälauseessa tarvitaan apuverbi would ja pääverbistä sen perusmuoto.
Harjoitellaan. Sanomme lauseen suomeksi, sanokaa se englanniksi ja toistakaa vielä vastausmallikin. Ensiksi sivulauseita.
Jos voittaisin lotossa.
If I won the lottery.
Jos olisin nuorempi.
If I were younger.
Jos olisin vanhempi.
If I were older.
Ja sitten päälauseita. Matkustaisin Timbuktuun.
I would travel to Timbuktu.
Ryhtyisin harrastamaan sukellusta.
I would take up scuba diving.
Minut päästettäisiin yökerhoon.
I would be allowed into a nightclub.
Eva kyselee nyt Robertilta vähän vakavammasta jos-tilanteesta. Kuunnelkaa konditionaalin käyttöä. Heti keskustelun jälkeen tehtävä, jossa kysymme siitä. Here you go.
Robert, if you were shipwrecked on a South Sea island, what would be the five things that you would like to have there with you?
You wouldn't want me to answer five pretty girls, would you? No, okay. Seriously, if I really could choose, the first thing would be a box of matches.
What would you use them for?
If I was shipwrecked, I would be soaking wet. If the sun wasn't shining, I'd be freezing cold. So if I had matches, I could easily make a fire. And if I found or fished or caught something eatable, I could prepare myself a nice hot meal.
Well, well, well.
Yeah, I think if I got into a situation like that, I would have survived. If I ever do get into any kind of tricky situation, I will manage. I'm a very resourceful person.
Yes, I can see you are, Robert.
Neuvokas kaveri. Ja sitten tehtävä. Kuinka sanottiin? Toistakaa myös malli.
Jos haaksi rikkoutuisit.
If you were shipwrecked.
Mitkä ne viisi asiaa olisivat?
What would be the five things?
Jos voisin tehdä valinnan.
If I could choose.
Ottaisin tulitikkuaskin.
I would take a box of matches.
Jos aurinko ei paistaisi.
If the sun wasn't shining,
minun olisi jäätävän kylmä.
I would be freezing cold.
Jos saisin kiinni jotakin syötäväksi kelpaavaa.
If I caught something eatable,
voisin valmistaa itselleni lämpimän aterian.
I could prepare myself a hot meal.
Jos olisin joutunut tuollaiseen tilanteeseen.
If I had got into a situation like that.
Olisin jäänyt henkiin.
I would have survived.
Jos asiasta ollaan varmoja, käytetään if-lauseessa presenssiä ja päälauseessa will plus perusmuotoa. Esimerkiksi. Jos joudun jonkinlaiseen ongelmalliseen tilanteeseen.
If I ever get into any kind of tricky situation,
selviydyn.
I will manage.
Sitten menneisyyteen. Jos olisin tiennyt, en olisi tehnyt. Mitkähän olisivat useimmiten kuullut puolustelut?
If I had had more time, I would have done better. If I had had the money, I would have taken the train.
Jälkeenpäin ajatellen elämässä on varmaan asioita, jotka olisivat saattaneet tapahtua toisinkin. Kuulette seuraavaksi tennistä ammatikseen pelaavan Jenniferin haastattelun. Kuunnelkaa, kuinka keskustelussa käytetään toista konditionaalia.
Siis if-lauseissa pluskvamperfekti, päälauseissa would have ja kolmas muoto, kun puhutaan menneestä ajasta.
Jennifer, today you are one of the best earning professional female tennis players. It must feel great. But there's always two sides to the coin, as the saying goes. Was it always your dream to become a real tennis champion? Or is there a person or persons behind?
Now that you ask, well, if we hadn't had that crazy tennis neighbor when I was six, I don't think I would ever even have started to play tennis. Their boys did nothing but play tennis all day long.
You mean, if the boys had swum, you would have become a champion swimmer?
Who knows?
What about your parents? I mean, when you asked them to buy you a tennis racket.
I suspect they would have preferred to buy a pair of ballet shoes instead, especially my mother. She still thinks she's lost a daughter.
But you're independent now and earning a good living. Doesn't it compensate?
Yes, of course, in a way. But I think Mother would have wanted me to have a normal childhood, playing with dolls, dating boys, etc., you know.
Do you feel you've missed something?
Well, now that you ask, let me think. Oh, yes, I would have wanted to go to discos more often. I would have liked to taste and enjoy what you call junk food.
But you didn't yield to any temptations, did you?
No way. Just think if I'd fancied the stuff too much. I would have put on weight and become fat, and what a scary thought. Makes me shiver.
Well, you do look trim and healthy and energetic.
Thank you. I enjoy being fit. Thank you.
On tehtävän vuoro taas. Sanokaa lauseet englanniksi. Toistakaa myös malli. Jos pojat olisivat uineet.
If the boys had swum.
Sinusta olisi tullut mestari uimari.
You would have become a champion swimmer.
Jos olisin pitänyt roskaruuasta liian paljon.
If I had liked junk food too much.
Minä olisin lihonut.
I would have put on weight.
Harjoitellessanne kuunnelkaa keskustelut useaan kertaan ja käyttäkää internetsivuja apuna.
Tämän keskustelun pohjalta harjoittelette tulevan ajan ilmaisemista.
Siis kuulolle ja muistakaa, että päälauseissa will plus perusmuoto ja if-sanalla alkavissa sekä aikaa ilmaisevissa sivulauseissa presens.
Ja mukana on myös tuttu kestopresens. Aikomusta ilmaisemassa esimerkiksi going to-rakenne.
Mom, it'll be Thanksgiving in no time at all. What shall we do? Who shall we have here? How shall we celebrate? When will you start, Mom?
Deb, what is it? Thanksgiving? Of course we will celebrate. We are going to have a big lunch, you know.
Mom, that's super.
Yes, I know. I know you are dying to arrange something for Peter to remember from his visit to America.
It'll be such great fun. Ken hasn't forgotten his English Christmas. He never will. Who shall we invite? What will you be serving? The turkey and, Mom, your own special stuffing. And the cranberry?
Deb, one thing at a time. Pumpkin...
Don't call me that.
I've been contacting people already, you know.
Who?
First, the bad news. Grandma and Grandpa won't be coming. They've come down with the flu. But Aunt Ruth and Uncle Norm are coming. Ken is going to invite a friend of his. You know, the one from his football team. What about you, Debbie?
I don't think I'll have any of my friends come this time anyway. They are going away for the vacation with their families. Oh, I have to rush. I promised to phone Jen. She'll get raving mad if I forget once again. Hi, Dad.
Hi, you guys. What are you up to?
Hi. Thanksgiving, you know.
Oh, yeah. Got a call. Cousin Robert. He'll be coming with his new girlfriend.
You know, rumor has it they'll be getting engaged soon.
Well, we'll find out about that as soon as they get here.
Your old pal from Boston, Richard. He will come with his new wife, Rachel, and her son, Matt, if I remember right. We'll have a crowd, you know.
It'll be okay. Remember, the more the merrier.
Right. And if you and the kids lend me a helping hand, everything will be in apple pie order before they all come.
Mom, not apple pie. Pumpkin pie. You promised.
Of course it'll be pumpkin pie. Pumpkin...
Oh, Mother...